Welcome back. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. Jamie Kuser is the editor and publisher and co-owner of two magazines, the monthly arts and entertainment publication Happenings Magazine, as well as the Lee County Family News. Together, they've been keeping readers informed of arts, culture, and family events in our region for close to 30 years. Keeping that magazine going hasn't always been easy, and this month, Kuser and his wife, co-publisher and co-owner Kathy Kuser, faced one of the largest obstacles ever to putting their magazines out on deadline. Hurricane Irma flooded their offices, destroying an art gallery in their office lobby and forcing the pair to improvise to get the magazines out on time. It's just an example of how damaging the hurricane's been to our region and how the storm has lingering effects that reach out and affect every corner of life in Southwest Florida. Joining us now to tell us about how the hurricane has disrupted their monthly magazines and how they're working to get them out on time is owner and publisher Jamie Kuser. Jamie, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Well, thank you very much. It's glad to be here.
So what happened to you and your office during the storm?
Well, Irma's hit so many people in so many different ways. And unfortunately, we're in a historic old building in downtown Fort Myers. And with all the rains and winds, we had water come in from our ceilings in both our office and our art gallery, and subsequently some ceilings dropped, and we're kind of displaced. So we just vacated the buildings, and we're kind of operating off the kitchen table right now.
Operating off the kitchen table, but fortunately, you had the foresight to get your computers and the artwork out of there.
You know, we had a potential Category 5 hurricane coming to us. So we really wanted to preserve Kathy's artwork from our art gallery. And we thought we'd grab the computers, too, at least grab the bare essentials because such a big storm was coming at us. So fortunately, we were able to save that.
Mm-hmm. And so you're renting in that space, correct?
We've been renting in that particular space for about 7 years now.
7 years. So now you're going to be saying goodbye.
We are turning in the keys to the building owners, and we're not going to be physically part of the downtown structure that we've been part of for more than 10 years, including co-creation of Art Walk, Music Walk, and some of the wonderful events that still take place today.
Does that feel weird for you? Because you've been such a part of downtown Fort Myers for such a long time. Does it feel weird to be going and working from home instead?
It really does, because downtown has been family and friends, and it's been a teamwork of rebuilding downtown as a cultural and entertainment destination. It's never been a solo project by anybody, but it'll be weird not physically being part of that team. I mean, we'll always be promoting all the art and culture that takes place in downtown in our River District and throughout Southwest Florida.
And it's interesting because, publishing really never sleeps. You have advertising sold to people that expect to see a magazine come out. Have you been able to keep the magazines on schedule?
We're just a couple days behind schedule, believe it or not. Happenings will be coming out just prior to the start of the month. And Family News will be hitting the streets at the start of the month, believe it or not.
So tell me about that office space. I mean, was it just mainly you and your wife that were there? I mean, the people that work with your magazine, are they kind of spread out in other places?
Yeah, all the members of our magazine team are actually in remote locations. So not everyone is displaced. But unfortunately, some of our team members were displaced at their own homes. And so they've had to deal with long power outages or flooding in their homes and everything. But collectively, we've been supporting each other, and I can't say enough for our clients who have been so appreciative and supportive, who have also taken hits due to Irma.
Yeah, you said that your clients are really helping out as the magazine gets back on their feet. How are they helping?
Well, some of them were so quick to say, hey, I've got a spare room for you that you can operate out of until you get back on your feet. We had numerous offerings for that, and as well as people understanding that we are under deadline in the print world, and we're flexible. And we've been flexible with them because, yes, they've got to fix their roofs or get rid of their water damage, but at the same time, they need to get their message out to the thousands of readers who turn to us every month to say, hey, we're open. Please come, come check out our our attractions, our services, our programs, our schools, our activities.
So your magazine covers arts and culture as well as events for families. And as someone who keeps their finger on the pulse of these issues, how have these parts of life in Southwest Florida been impacted by this hurricane?
Well, in with Happenings Magazine, you know, it's the arts and entertainment magazine here in Southwest Florida. We're covering music, theater, festivals, fine art, comedy clubs, and things like that. And some of these places have, you know, are just now reopening their doors. Some have not opened their doors yet, but are close to it. So it's really important that they get their message out that the live theater is going to take place, you know, whether it be at the Florida Rep or Gulf Shore Playhouse down in Naples, or activities out at Big Arts on Sanibel. You know, everybody's getting off to a little bit slower start or a delayed start, but it's important that that everybody know that we are going to be resilient in all this, and the culture and the art scene will continue and grow here in Southwest Florida. Irma's not going to knock us down.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's been building and bubbling up. And even your wife, you mentioned earlier when we were talking before we started the interview, she's been having her own successes.
Yes, she has. Kathy is a digital surrealism artist, and she recently took a high honor in an open art competition over in Miami, and she's going to be able to display her artwork during the upcoming Art Basel. She just sold another piece in a gallery in Illinois. And so what she's going to do, because we won't physically have a gallery in downtown Fort Myers anymore, we obviously have relationships with so many different artists and art galleries. Her art will be placed in different galleries that are willing to work with us, and which there are many.
Yeah. So you're seeing the recovery from Hurricane Irma now 2 weeks after the storm. What are your thoughts about that recovery? What does it say about Southwest Florida?
You know, we're really tough folks here. You know, we're in an attraction industry. We live in a service industry. We're a destination here. People come to Southwest Florida for our, you know, for our sunshine and palm trees and beautiful beaches, but they also come for the cultural aspects. You know, we cover in Southwest Florida, we're covering 20 different theatrical groups alone. And, you know, the fine art festivals will continue. They will go on. The art galleries will thrive. You know, it's going to take some time, but the resiliency continues on. You know, right now we're in the middle of the Island Hopper Songwriter Festival. It kicked off in Captiva this past weekend. You know, we need these things, you know. We need these activities to keep us all going, to give us a little break from the craziness and the cleanup of Irma.
Exactly. And one last question for you, Jimmy Cousy, before we let you go. You're going to press with new issues of Lee County Family News and Happenings magazines. What can people expect to see in these issues?
You're going to see a boatload of events that are going to be taking place. Family News is filled with all sorts of fall festivals and Halloween events that are going to still take place in October. They might have some new dates. They might be modified a little bit. In Happenings Magazine, you're going to see numerous shows that are going to take place, some music festivals that are going to happen, and we're going to do it.
All right. Thanks so much, Jamie Cousy, operating out of your house now with the magazines, both Lee County Family News and Happenings Magazine. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.